This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Discord. Discord is there over at discord.lrn.fm, and that allows you, if you join the on-air call-in line rooms, that will allow you to connect to us in theory. I think that my testing that I did earlier today, Discord was working, but as we just discovered, unfortunately, the Genesis Communications Network had accidentally not connected properly to our studios there in Keene. So if you were on the internet, you did not hear the last two segments. So you didn't know that we were actually live, but we are live here in beautiful Acapulco with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, appreciate everybody who is actually participating in the show tonight, given that our first hour and a half weren't on the radio and that the next half hour wasn't on the internet. Nonetheless, we still had, for some reason, Dave Ridley was still able to call in. I don't know how it was that he knew to do that, but he did. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here, and there's probably some show prep stuff that we can talk about. I don't know what that is. I've just been sitting here working on technical difficulties for the last 3 hours. So let's go to John in Virginia. Says here he's listening to WNIS, but that's strange because we're not on WNIS during the weeknights, at least not that I'm aware of. John, are you sure you're listening on the radio?
No, I'm not listening on the radio. I told the screener that I listened on Saturday night on WNIS.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I've called in a couple
welcome.
Times.
You're on anyway, night. So I guess you're listening to
Thank
a song.
You.
You're listening online?
Yes. How can that be?
Okay,
anyway.
Hopefully we actually have an online signal now. Go ahead.
Good, yes. Now, I haven't heard a whole lot about the Obama administration and the Samsung smart TV venture for the mass data collection of eavesdropping in on the American public. I just don't hear much about that. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard about these smart TVs, but I can't say that I've heard a lot about them recently. I thought that folks had just kind of given up on the smart TV, thing.
Well, the point is the Obama administration partnered up with Samsung Smart TV, a particular brand, a particular model, and the administration eavesdropped on the American public. I don't think that's real kosher, but that's what they did. And I don't hear much
about
it.
No doubt about that.
Maybe just people don't know.
I don't have the details of it. I don't have
that
any details
be,
about it, but I...
Well, I mean, I don't know what level of violations there were. I doubt if they could do it in the Obama administration that they stopped in the Trump administration. They're probably still doing it. And this is it's interesting because you remember, Mark, years ago on Free Talk Live, we'd have conspiracy theorists call in and say, there's cameras in your television sets. And at the time, we were like, yeah, right, there's no camera in the TV sets, and now it's a feature.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you know there's a camera in these sets.
Right.
You know there's a microphone in the sets. They're called smart TV sets. And, Mark, I don't think these have gone out of style. These are brand new. These are new within the last several years, and I suspect a lot of people are buying these things, whether it's Samsung or some other company.
The Wii from Nintendo, it was a feature, right? Like, that they had this whole camera setup where you could, jump around or play tennis with imaginary tennis partners and all kinds of things like that. I mean, that's what these sorts of things are for if they want them, but obviously, if there's a camera, somebody can turn it on.
Yeah, it was the Obama administration, and he was, and it was with Samsung TV, and they called it a mass data collection as they eavesdropped on the American public.
Yeah, I would say that it probably happened, you know, if the technology was there, it probably would have happened under the Bush administration as well. I mean, to just blame one administration, it's not like Obama sits there and approves everything the NSA does. I don't know if it was the NSA that was doing this, but I suspect they were involved in it. And, you know, these bureaucrats, they're just interested in collecting data and information about you, regardless of whether it's Obama or Trump or Bush.
I haven't heard any announcements from Trump that the NSA is going to stop metadata collection or any of the things that happen. As a matter of fact, I'd still like to hear from Trump, what's going on in Area 51? What about the aliens? I mean, I want to know about it all.
What's he holding back for, huh, John?
Yeah, well, I'd kind of like to know if the Obama administration started it and stopped it. That would be, interesting to find out.
Highly doubted. John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you dialing in here with that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here as we are live. Not quite from the rooftop, but from a veranda. Is that what you would call this?
Yeah,
this
rooftop veranda.
Yeah, here in Acapulco, Mexico. Next week, by the way, is when Anarchapulco will be starting. And from what I understand, there's still some tickets left to Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And I did test the code out over the weekend, Mark, and it still works. So you can still get the discount on the Anarchapulco tickets. It is a great excuse to come down here to Mexico and check things out. It's not that hard to get here. You really don't even need a passport. You need one by air, but if you travel by ground, you don't need a passport.
You can cross the border without a passport.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then you can drive. And we met a lot of people that drove the last time.
Coming back, you will be hassled by the American bureaucrats, the Border Patrol. But ultimately, as long as you can answer their questions and show that you're a so-called U.S. citizen, you don't need to have a passport. So a lot of people might say, oh, I don't have a passport, I can't go. Actually, you could. Of course, that does require a fairly lengthy drive down to Acapulco, which is in sort of the southwestern area of Mexico. And not everybody's going to want to make a 20-hour drive through Mexico to come down here.
Now, every time I've driven in Mexico, it's been completely sort of safe and that sort of thing. Obviously, there's...
Have you driven the whole length of Mexico?
Like, I have driven from Acapulco to Mexico City, and I've driven over the northern portion of Mexico from, like, I think it was Southern California all the way, you know, through part of, you know, ducking out of Arizona, you know, that sort of area. So we spent quite a bit of time.
The traveling for me this time, this was my third time. This is going to be your fourth in Acapulco, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
Because you've been one more time than I have. This is my third time coming down here, and I actually had the pleasure of not flying through Mexico City. So normally you're connecting through Mexico City to go to Acapulco, which is a much, much smaller airport. So, of course, Mexico City has way more flights coming into it. And this year I actually did not have to go through Mexico City. I went straight from Houston, so Boston to Houston, and then Houston down to Acapulco. So normally it's like normally there's another stop in there, right? Normally it's Boston to another American airport, Mexico City to Acapulco.
Right.
This time I cut that out. And was able to find one flight. There was only like one flight that I could take. It left at 7 in the morning in Boston, so, you know, I had to get there at 5 a.m. It was a pretty brutal, you know, flying schedule, but shorter overall, and much shorter because when you get to Acapulco, again, you're probably the only plane coming in at that moment. It's a small airport, so when you get to customs, it's like a breeze. It took me longer to fill out the customs form that you have to fill out, and that's not a long form. It's a fairly, you know, it's like less than half a page, like maybe a third of a width of a page form, and, you know, you fill out where you're coming from and all that. Filling out the form took me longer than standing in the line to actually hand it to the bureaucrat. So very, very short. Whereas last year when I came through Mexico City, it was at least an hour in a lengthy serpentine line just waiting to – and that's before you get to the actual search your baggage kind of thing. So first there's the fill out the form, get your stamp. Then you go and you go through the baggage, search thing. So very different, very short experience by comparison here.
Yep, largely my experiences, well, since I've been here, have been pretty good. Obviously, there's the pallor that has fallen over the event with the murder of the people, one of the people that was putting together the competing event,
Anarchapulco. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people from Anarchapulco were going to go to Anarchapulco, and this is scared them and whatever. I obviously, they're going to have security at the event. So
yeah, and we still don't know what all the details are with this murder, the alleged murder that happened.
Different stories keep coming out.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450, free if you want to join us here, live from Acapulco, Mexico.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here, if you want. Otherwise, we'll talk about whatever it is we want to, and I don't know what that's going to be. We've just been sort of rambling about Acapulco, taking phone calls, surprisingly. Amazingly, people actually figured out that we were live tonight after some difficulties, quite a few difficulties. But thankfully, was able to work it out with the great board operators there at the Genesis Communications Network. And, you know, mistakes get made. The pressure is always on when you're doing live broadcasts from halfway across the world. It makes things a little bit more complicated. Even though our setup here is probably simpler than it's ever been. Mark, you remember back in the days when we actually did live remotes from camping festivals and such, where we'd have to, I'd have to haul in this big old, like a tiny little rack, basically. But I say big because it's the rack itself. You could probably fit all the equipment we currently have into just that one thing.
Right.
Then we had a you know, mixing board on top of that, all the microphones and everything. So, like, the size of our equipment that we need to do remote broadcasts has probably gone down by more than half over the years.
Easily half. I'm thinking like a quarter.
Yeah, and this is actually the first time in a few years that we've actually done a live remote broadcast, if you think about it. Because normally when we're at events, we can't do a live show. Because the events, like a Bitcoin conference or Anarchapulco, there's nobody there at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. There's no one left.
It used to be brutal because what we would do is, you know, we'd go for the whole event. We're there during the day. We're watching the speeches. We're trying to get speakers to come back. You know, the event closes at 6 or 6:30, 5 o'clock, who knows. And we're trying to get speakers to come back to be live on the air from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time.
They'd forget.
Yeah, they'd forget. They wouldn't show up. You know, of course, they're out. They want to, you know, go out and have dinner and have drinks and schmooze with people. Yeah, but we've got a radio program on 100-something radio stations. You know, like, don't you want to be on that? And they did, but it was just a bad system.
So it's good to be here. The reason why we're doing it live here, because we won't be able to from Anarchapulco. We'll have to do pre-recorded shows, and we're going to have a bunch of guests as we normally do from Anarchapulco. So it'll be sort of be our standard remote broadcast now, because our normal remote broadcast is pre-recorded with a bunch of guests when we're at these events. But now that we're here, we've got time. You're here for this entire month. I came up basically a week early just because you begged me. You said, you got to come up. We're going to be there a month. We've got this nice place. Like, all right, fine. I don't like leaving New Hampshire, but, you know, I figured less than 2 weeks, okay, I'll come up and do that. So I'm actually up here for about 12, 13 days.
I think the Liberty Paradise that is New Hampshire can handle its freezing blizzards without you for a week or two. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that.
Sure, sure, yeah. But I have certain responsibilities up there, and I don't like putting my responsibilities into other people's hands, as nice as they are and as kind as they are about, you know, handling those things. So anyway, we're here, and because I'm up here a week early, it's no longer a vacation for you. You actually have to work now that
I'm working anyway.
Not at 6 o'clock at night.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
but you think to yourself, oftentimes you call these things vacations. I continue to do this.
I don't
stuff.
Call this a vacation. This is a working. If it's a vacation, it's a working vacation. I've been working all day long.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
I'm saying for me. When I'm not in your eyesight, I'm on vacation to your mind. And however, you continue to cash the checks that I bring in as the salesperson.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
So anyway, we'll be here basically through, and it might be possible that Chris, I heard that Chris Reitman and the guys last night had a good time. So if they want to come back in and do another one and give us a night off, we might end up having that happen. But
yeah,
for the most
great.
Part, for the next week, we should be here pretty much every night. And from what I can understand, it looks like the regular phone lines are working. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So if you want to try that out, feel free to be our guinea pig there, and we will get you on the air that way. And then you should sound great. Everything should sound okay. That was just nice. I'm glad we have this ability to take phone calls again when we're live on remote. So, Mark, there was something in the news that you wanted to discuss. Let's get into a little bit of what's going
on.
Yeah,
I'm not exactly plugged in, being out of the country and having been
on vacation.
On vacation. Yeah. Right, on vacation. although I am working. I'm not going through news stories. I'm seeing this Ocasio-Cortez lady who I alternately like and dislike at different times. In some ways, I like the newness that she brings to the political process. I like that she isn't ready to take no for an answer. I like that she's ready to stir things up. I like all that about her. However, she appears to be, default to social welfare programs, big
she's
government.
She's a socialist.
Yeah. Right? Well, you could use the term socialist.
Doesn't she use that term? Isn't she a member of the Socialist Party or something like that?
I don't know what she is. She's a member of the Democratic Party because that's what she ran under.
Well, you can be a member of the Democratic Party, but also be a member of the Democratic Socialists, Socialist Workers of America. You know, there's different socialist parties out there. Being a party of one major party doesn't preclude you from also being a part of another party.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether that's the case, but on the internet these days, there's been a few people out there that are trying to define socialism very rigidly as state ownership of the means of production or community ownership of the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
She isn't advocating for that necessarily. She's advocating for
welfare.
Yeah, big government, social welfare programs, that kind of thing. What's funny here is the people that support her so thoroughly wanted to go after Rand Paul for going to see a doctor in Canada at a privately funded clinic. In their ignorance, and I understand it, right? Like, how many privately funded hospitals are there in Canada? But in their ignorance, they go after...
There are, apparently. Right,
they go after this doctor.
Yeah.
Who has recently been attacked by one of their stinking Democratic Party members.
Physically attacked?
Physically attacked, had his ribs broken.
Oh, my God. Wait,
his lunatic neighbor.
The doctor was, or Rand Paul?
Rand Paul is a doctor.
Oh, right, okay.
The good doctor was attacked by...
Yeah, that was a couple years ago now, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still dealing with the side effects. He's going to a hospital to, you know, deal with this stuff in Canada,
right,
where the best guy in the world, or among them, is there in a private clinic, and somehow he's bad and wrong for this. Oh, those hypocritical Republicans, they don't like socialized medicine until they have to use it, and blah, 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 blah. Completely ignoring that Canadians are still coming down to the United States for life-saving operations because, well, Canada can't give it to them. Ocasio-Cortez slammed, this is from FoxNews.com, you may or may not like the source, it's just true. Ocasio-Cortez slammed for hypocrisy after her campaign is fined for not providing workers' compensation coverage.
Wah, wah, wah.
And I recall Bernie, back in the day, he also got one of these sort of scoldings.
Really?
Because he was paying campaign workers $12 an hour while they were quite literally fighting for $15 an hour. I mean, these are the people that say that they believe in these programs,
yeah,
and, you know, they want workers to get more and better and all that stuff. But when it comes to their operations, they can't and won't. It's okay.
Hypocrites.
Yeah, it's okay to go after people's, feelings when you're doing it for the right feelings. But if you're, if you're employing...
If you got to actually cut the checks, then it's a
right, if
whole
you're employing
other story.
People for nothing because, they want to do the job like radio does, internships and things like that, well, that makes you bad and wrong.
All right, we got more coming up here. Still a half hour remains in this episode, which means we got time for you. 855 450 free if you want to join us here in Acapulco. On the phones, 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A huge cloud over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface along with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. At Attorney General Democrat Mark Herring issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. Both Democrats and Republicans have been calling on the governor to resign. In other news, President Trump speaks at the National Prayer Breakfast.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty. Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you listen carefully, you might be able to hear some road noise in the background. Somebody was just honking their horn a moment ago. We are outdoors, and the reason why is because it sounds better. It sounds better outdoors. It's nicer. It's cooler out here.
Yeah, a lot of the houses around here in Acapulco are made with block, and the walls are on the interior block and glass and things like that. If we were sitting in the living room, you'd be echoey. It's 82 blistering degrees out here. You and I are sitting around in shorts and enjoying being out in the weather. We've got a little roof over us, but it doesn't rain here.
Oh, come on. It's got to rain in Acapulco. There's an ocean out there. It's sort of like the natural way water, does things. It evaporates and then it comes down. Having an ocean nearby is going to make it a little bit
more
moist.
You're aware that the driest place on Earth is right next to the ocean, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, I'll just let you know. I'll get help.
Is that a thing? You'll have to pull up the precipitation statistics for Acapulco.
It's that desert in Chile.
Okay.
Arabican? I don't know. I shouldn't be giving the name of it because I don't know.
So we're here. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us on our Discord, on-air call-in line rooms, over at discord.lrn.fm. We actually had a couple phone calls earlier tonight, which was a pleasant surprise. And, of course, we do have stuff to talk about that's been in the news. Now, I don't know if they covered this story at all last night. I honestly haven't looked to see what they talked about. It's just been so busy here getting everything set up. But you hadn't heard, Mark, about the Bitcoin exchange CEO who allegedly died recently. The exchange is called Quadriga CX, and this guy apparently died with, I guess, as the key man in the operation. He didn't bother to give anybody else the keys to the hot wallets that the exchange used to store its customers' funds. So when you upload things, this is one of the reasons why, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you shouldn't keep cryptocurrency on an exchange. One is the exchange can get hacked. That's the big one, right? Because, you know, they try their best. They try their best to be secure, but there's always somebody in the world that's better at security and hacking it than you are.
That's true.
Than your IT guys. And if they target your exchange and they get into it,
you can go
then,
down.
Then, well, you won't go down. You'll take the exchange down after you realize you've been hacked, and the hacker has stolen the money out of your hot wallets. Because the exchange has to have Bitcoin in what they call a hot wallet. It can't be in cold storage in order for it to be readily accessible. They can cold store some of it, but there is a certain amount of it that they have to have accessible immediately.
So if you do an exchange, you go to the exchange, you make the exchange, and then you get your stuff out.
Correct. Any amount of time that you leave your cryptocurrency on an exchange, you're at risk. Now, that's a risk you have to take if you want to do the exchange thing. But for the most part, as long as it's there for a short period of time, the odds that the exchange is going to be hacked in the, you know, hour or two or however long it takes you to get your business done there, it's pretty low.
Right.
So you just, you know, don't put in what you can't afford to lose in a situation like that. But this is a different sort of a situation. This is a situation where the exchange is like, oh, crap, our owner, CEO, just died, and he was the only one who had the keys, so, well, sorry about that, everybody. I guess you just can't get access to your cryptocurrency at this point, so, well.
We're going to try really hard to fix this, but we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't know what to do. Here's the update on that story from NewsBTC.com's David Babayan, published yesterday. Elizabeth Greenwood was traveling the Philippines back in 2013 when her rental car crashed into another vehicle in Manila. According to many spectators, the American traveler had suffered grave injuries, and doctors at the local hospital declared her dead. The local Manila authority issued her death certificate. The story later served as a backbone to the book Playing Dead, A Journey Through the World of Death Fraud, written by the same person who was pronounced dead. So Elizabeth Greenwood, who died in the Philippines, wrote a book about her death.
Dying in the Philippines.
So in reality, the author was investigating the Philippines' fake death mafia. In
okay.
an interview in The Telegraph, she admitted that the idea arrived in her when she was fancying how it would be to circumvent her massive student debt. Greenwood's research found that people wanting to run away from debts or personal responsibilities have gone to the lengths of faking their debts. In fact, there's a whole industry readied with death kits.
No, no.
In which people can hire doctors, administrators, and witnesses for as little as $100. After all, in a place like the Philippines, $100 is
just a lot of money.
Going to buy you a death certificate, apparently. and
buy the doctor a lot of things.
So the Philippines and India are among the most sought-after countries to get a fake real death certificate. Easily. So when the head of a crypto exchange decided to take a philanthropic trip to one of these countries and then later died under mysterious circumstances with the keys of millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency,
suddenly people are asking questions.
People are finding it difficult to digest the story. Quadriga CX, the exchange, is facing accusations of lying about their CEO, Gerald Cotton's death, to orchestrate what people believe is an exit scam from day one.
It's beginning to sound like it.
It's an interesting theory. Investigative journalists in India uncovered many cases where people attempted to dupe families, loan sharks, and insurance companies. The Times of India, one of the leading newspapers in the country, revealed a gang in Mumbai was issuing all kinds of fake certificates, be it death, marriage, birth, anything. In another incident that mocked the Indian authorities, some miscreants issued death certificates of politicians using a government website. I think this is hilarious.
That is great.
Indian authorities have taken an active
stand. I'm not the one who lost a bunch of money on this exchange.
Oh, right. Indian authorities have taken an active stand to mitigate such issues. In some cases, municipals have outsourced the job of issuing death certificates online to local IT giants. However, the services haven't reached to a majority of Indian municipals.
They need blockchain technology.
Jaipur, the city in which Cotton ostensibly died, is a small town compared to metropolitans like New Delhi and Mumbai. One can receive a death certificate only by submitting an application form, a challan receipt, and an Aadhaar card. In the case of Cotton, his family must have submitted his passport documents instead of an Aadhaar card. Atop that, Indian medical industry is also facing allegations of corruption on various accounts. A forensic lab doctor in Goa, for instance, was running a private clinic that released fake birth and death documents. And by the way, if you go on, I remember years ago, and I'm sure they still have them, I just haven't looked in recent months or years, on the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace site, those sites were also noteworthy not just for the drugs that you could buy, but you could actually get fake identification from those sites as well. And when you looked at the fake guys, not because I wanted any, but just because I'm curious about things like this.
Right, and you've been on the site.
I looked at that.
So have I.
And it was basically somebody who claimed they worked for the DMV or they worked for, whatever agency it was that government worker having access to the actual files. Because one of the problems with getting a fake ID is if you scan the thing and there's some sort of check on to see if it's actually, in the system, it won't show up. It's a fake. So the pitch was that this isn't a fake ID. It's a real ID. It's just being manufactured outside of the system, sort of within the system.
Right.
By using somebody.
Same machinery.
Right. Somebody who works there is going to basically create a fake ID in the government system, using whatever fake name and information you give them with your picture on it. And they're taking a huge risk in doing that, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
If that were true. It's not true.
If it happens, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's not true, but that was the claim. So there's more here about the fake death certificates. You want to fake your own death? Apparently there are gangs on the internet and in real life who will assist you in doing these things. We can tell you more about it on the way here. And is that what happened to this exchange? Well, who knows? Toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco, Mexico. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, we can take your calls. And we should be able to take them on Discord if you want to join us there over at discord.lrn.fm. Mark, we've got some sponsors, some important folks to talk about here.
Yeah,
because we've been dropping the ball all
night. We're in Acapulco and Anarchapulco at some point during this month from the 14th to the 17th.
Next week.
Yep. Bitcoin.com is a major sponsor of the event. And if you're not familiar with Bitcoin.com, just go there and check them out. They're your premier source for everything that's Bitcoin and cryptocurrency related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, show you where to spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. They've got games there. They've got games that you can win Bitcoin. They've got you can learn more about it all at Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, so speaking of cryptocurrency, that's what we've been discussing here with a pretty crazy situation developing with the Quadriga exchange. This is one that I feel like I might have heard the name somewhere of this thing, but I've never actually used it myself. Folks are saying they believe that the person who is in charge of this particular exchange may have faked his own death. He just so happened to go to an area of the world
where?
That is sort of noteworthy for these fake death certificates, where there are actual gangs who specialize in faking your death, but paying off the doctors, paying off the bureaucrats, whoever it is they need to pay off. And you give them the money, and then they give it to whoever they need to give it to or whatever and give you back a certificate or your family members or whoever it is you would have, because you can't – I mean, presumably you would also want your family members to believe it, right? You would want everybody to buy that you were dead. You don't want a single person – if you're going to fake your death, you don't want to tell somebody about it.
You don't want a lot of threads hanging loose.
What's the old saying? Three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead?
That's right. Loose lips,
yeah.
Sink ships.
In this case, you're faking your own death, so the other people would be alive and you don't want to kill your family members, so better they just not know. Better they just not have the opportunity to slip up and tell somebody, oh, yeah, he's still over there in the Philippines.
I feel with the right romantic partner that you might be able to, you know, take them along.
If you were both maybe faking your deaths together, but then again, that would probably be a little more complicated, right? Because then it's like, oh, you both didn't have a heart attack at the same time. Then you would have had to have gotten into a car wreck, or it would have to be a more of a, I don't know, a kind of a situation you could point to. There'd probably have to be more of a, or I guess you could have been like shot by some killers or whatever, you know, a gang that was robbing you in the streets. Maybe that.
Could you ever see the Bourne Identity?
A long time ago, don't remember.
Yeah, well, he, you know, Jason Bourne, who is, now I can't remember the actor's name. Anyway.
Matt name?
Matt Damon, yeah. He, at some point or another, meets up with the gal who kind of went off the grid there at some point. And so, you know, after some time, they're able to get together. It's not successful because, well, we needed a sequel.
Right.
But nonetheless, it was kind of cool.
A little bit more here from the story over at newsbtc.com. So the news initially was, oh, my God, this CEO died and he had the keys to the exchange and nobody else had the keys.
Right.
So all the $190 million worth of cryptocurrency that was in everybody's hot wallets, it's all gone forever or locked up forever. Now, of course, with crypto, most of it's public, so you can follow if somebody were to move the crypto out of the wallet, you'd be able to follow the exchange, you know, to see where it went to. So if all of a sudden this money starts to move, you're going to know that either it was either true that he didn't die, or if he did die, somebody else had access to the exchange that the people that work for the exchange didn't know about. The community believes the whole episode's turning into a fiasco. There's no news coverage about Cotton's death in India, despite the involvement of $190 million. Redditor Toyake wrote, quote, Cotton is having financial troubles at his company, so he decides to travel to India to work on an orphanage. While suffering from Crohn's, he decided to go to India, gets married, and sets up a will within a month of his, quote, death. Manages to set up a plan, $100,000 worth, for his two dogs so that they're taken care of. Doesn't think to make sure the nearly $200 million in his exchange that his exchange watches is also taken care of. Jesse Powell, the CEO of Kraken Exchange, also wrote, quote, we have thousands of wallet addresses known to belong to Quadriga Coin EX and are investigating the bizarre and frankly unbelievable story of the founder's death and lost keys. I'm not sure why Kraken has thousands of wallet addresses that belong to Quadriga's exchange. That I don't know what that means. But anyway, Quadriga CX, meanwhile, has reached court for bankruptcy protection. The Canadian exchange confirmed that it was working on resolving the liquidity issues against the mounting crypto withdrawal requests. Quote, for the past weeks, we have worked extensively to address our liquidity issues, which include attempting to locate and secure our very significant cryptocurrency reserves held in cold wallets, read their homepage. So they are just up S Creek without a paddle is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like there's this whole story is beginning to unravel, and we saw this with Mt. Gox some time ago, and, you know, like Bitcoin itself is still delivering what it said it was going to deliver from the, you know, the first days in 2009. However, the internet, the interface between us and Bitcoin, now and then these organizations, these websites, they can have some problems. Now, that doesn't mean Bitcoin's broken any more than when Mt. Gox went down. Bitcoin wasn't broken when the ICO craze went on, and then it rose and then it fell.
This is the equivalent of a bank being robbed or some sort of bank manager squirreling away a bunch of funds or whatever. Whenever a robbery happens and some criminal is given thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever it is the amount is, that's not the dollar's fault, right?
Yeah, right?
Like the dollar is still exchangeable from one to another, and it's the fault of the exchange. In this case, this is Quadriga's fault. And it would seem like it seems unbelievable, right? Like that you're running an exchange. You have millions of dollars of other people's money that you've been entrusted with. Maybe you would think about, what happens if our CEO dies in an airplane crash? Maybe there ought to be some kind of I don't know, dual key, multi-signature system to where you can have the administrator or a lawyer or whoever, you know, somebody else, some others, who odds are they won't also die in the same plane crash, have some sort of backup system. But it's not unbelievable that people can just overlook these things.
Oh, it's not unbelievable. I'm sitting here thinking about Free Talk Live's key man insurance, and essentially we're effed if you die. We can find another sales guy at some point or another in the future.
That's not true. I mean, Michael Hampton is certainly capable of any technical sides of things. He administers the website already, and so, yeah, I mean, it's not...
So we're fine if you get bumped off here?
It'll be a bumpy road.
Here in Mexico?
No, it'll be a bumpy road.
Okay.
You know, you could probably get through it.
I could probably get through it.
Not you.
If you get bumped off.
No, you would need some help.
Okay. But I have the help. The help exists.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I'll start putting the plan together.
What, are you expecting something to happen here?
Something bad to happen to you while we're in Mexico.
I don't know why. I mean, are you buying into this mythology that that it's so dangerous here?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying if I want
to... Well, because you were sounding concerned about the whole murder situation when I had you on the phone. You sounded worried about it, and people will talk to me about it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You can't really do anything about it. There's no point in worrying about it.
Now, I talked to Anarchapulco,
yeah.
And they said that they're going to have additional security.
Okay.
There's at the hotel, you've been there, there's
yeah.
a few... There's one particular choke point
mm-hmm.
that essentially... If you want to, control the whole conference area, you need to control this choke point. And, you know, from a strategic standpoint, they're just going to have somebody there looking for the people that they think are the bad guys or whatever. And,
it's not going to do anything. It's just going to be security theater unless they're going to be patting people down.
It's
and
security
that's not...
theater with Mossbergs, all right?
Uh-huh.
This isn't a bunch of TSA agents going
yeah.
through people, throwing away people's water and making them take their shoes off.
Sure, I get what you're saying, but ultimately, if somebody wants to sneak something in, if they're not getting patted down, they're going to get in. And you're not going to want to have pat downs at an anarchy event.
But
so,
Ian, there are some particular people who
look,
are
look, you're going to be at risk, okay? Whether or not...
There are suspects.
Maybe so, but the alleged suspect had six gunmen go into the house. So are you going to find them, too?
No, the six gunmen,
yeah.
Are you going to get them to go into a convention past the guys with the Mossbergs? I mean,
yeah,
how much
concealed carrying?
How much money are you willing as a gunman?
I see what you're saying, because they're not going
to
make it out alive.
To die in a hail of
right.
slugs.
Yeah. That's a good point. Look, even if there weren't security agents there, Mark, there's really no reason to worry about it because no amount of worrying about it is ultimately going to change, you know, what's going to happen.
Sure, but you can take precautions. Precautions are good.
And it sounds like you're saying they're taking some precautions.
Yes, they are.
We don't know what those are. We don't know what those are, and they probably won't all be released publicly, whatever they are. So, anyway, not something to worry about. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Was it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, it's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.